Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, we are talking with Pawsonmoor Animal Shelter Director Amber Talbot about the Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant that they received. You guys have some pretty exciting news. You received a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation last week.
Yes, we are so thrilled to have received it.
Yeah, and so remind me again what the amount was and then what that will be used for.
It was for $30,000 towards our first phase of architecture and engineering fees for our new building. It was a matching grant towards the $20,000 we had received at the end of 2022 from Nestle Purina.
Okay, wow. See, I didn't know that part of it. So that's awesome. So where are you then within the process?
Well, we're still in the developmental stages, very beginning stages of the campaign but we have started to get pledges from our local foundations and then securing the Purina grant and then receiving the Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant has really put us on track for our campaign. But our plan will be, we'll be fundraising all of this year and into next year is our plan to be in our capital campaign for 2 years. And then hopefully the goal is to break ground in spring of 2025.
Awesome. Okay. And is there anything else about that project that you'd like to talk about?
Well, just that we're so thrilled. I think we were talking about this before, that we were really excited. Just a few months ago, we had just secured our land. So that was a big milestone as well that happened this year before this grant was able to be possible, was securing the land. And so we have the 5 acres over in the new Southwest Business Park in Washington. And, you know, we sit on about a 4,000 square foot footprint right now. And so to be able to grow and have 5 acres is just going to be remarkable. I mean, the opportunities are endless. Our goals are to really create a community atmosphere, more play art space, more outside gathering space for visitors, volunteers, adopters, walking paths out there. We really want to help beautify the business park because it's such a beautiful area now. The city's done such a great job developing that space, and it's just going to be a great addition to Washington. It'll be fun to see it grow in the next several years, and we hope to be a great part of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's super exciting. And I'm really looking forward to you guys being able to expand, because I know even right now, currently with the size constraints you have, just how many animals you still are able to help and get put into homes.
Well, and one thing has been asked of us too, you know, this wasn't just an idea. Oh, we just want to build a new building. We had found out at the end of 2021 that our building needs repairs that far exceed the value of the building. And so it was no longer fiscally responsible to continue to try to invest or improve the existing footprint. And so we spent a lot of time looking around, determining what the best course was. And we worked with economic development and, you know, really to be most fiscally responsible, building new, believe it or not, was the most economical way to go. And so then we started our land journey all of last year and started fundraising for that. And that was able to, you know, like I said, get secured. And one thing that's interesting too, we talk with our supporters and the community about is that, you know, when the organization started, we were helping around 300 to 400 animals a year. And over the last 2 decades, we've really grown to serving more than 1,000 animals a year. And so, you know, we truly have outgrown our space, even if the current space was structurally sound. And so there's multiple factors that went into this decision.
Yeah, that's great. And knowing that you're starting from the bottom up, from scratch, knowing that this building is going to last for years and years to come is something also that's helpful for the community to realize. Like, this is something that's going to be here for the foreseeable future, many, many years.
Yeah, so we're so excited for our future, and our community is so wonderful. And like I said, we're really, you know, we're in the beginning developmental stages still, but everything is going on track so far. And we feel like the 3 big milestones, we've gotten past those. And so we're just hopeful that it'll all keep going in the right direction for us.
Yes, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amber, for the update, and congratulations again on your grant.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Amber Talbot joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the grant that they received from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.